From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In a move praised by gay rights advocates, a federal judge in California has issued an injunction to keep the Obama administration from enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which bars gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the latest on this landmark ruling.
Judge Virginia Phillips says Don't Ask, Don't Tell violates the fundamental rights of servicemen and women under the Constitution. The judge has ordered the federal government not to apply Don't Ask, Don't Tell against members of the military. And the judge says the Pentagon must suspend any active investigation or military discharge proceeding. The lawsuit was filed by the Log Cabin Republicans, a gay rights group in the party. The Log Cabin Republicans asked the judge to impose a permanent injunction on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but the federal government said that would be too broad and asked for a delay. Judge Phillips rejected the government's request. She said that gay service members would face irreparable harm if the policy stayed in place. The Justice Department has the option to appeal. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is lifting the moratorium on deep water oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the government is imposing stricter safety rules.
The Obama administration imposed this moratorium after a BP well exploded in April, killing 11 people and dumping millions of barrels of oil into the Gulf. Now the deep water drilling ban is ending a month and a half earlier than planned. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said in a conference call, the administration is raising the bar on oil drilling safety standards.
Through our reform agenda, we have made and continue to make significant progress in reducing the risks associated with deep water drilling.
Under the new rules, companies must show that they have resources to plug a leak before they begin to drill. Safety inspectors will review each well before it can start operations again. The oil industry put heavy pressure on the White House to lift this ban. Administration officials say there are currently about three dozen wells in the Gulf of Mexico. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
The Article 32 hearing to determine if Major Nidal Hassan should go on trial, that is, for last year's deadly Fort Hood shootings, has been delayed without testimony from any of the survivors. Defense attorneys are requesting a month-long postponement. Hassan is accused of killing 13 and injuring 32 others before police shot and wounded him. Hassan's paralyzed. NPR's Wade Goodwin describes Hassan's appearance today.
He came in today. He was wearing fatigues and wearing a knit stocking cap because it's hard for him now that he's paralyzed to regulate his core temperature. And he was expressionless the entire time.
NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 10 points at last check at 11,020. This is NPR News. Tonight, rescuers in Chile expect to bring up the first of 33 miners who've been trapped underground for more than 2 months. Mining Minister Lawrence Gulborn says the procedure of getting all the miners out will continue nonstop.
We are going to work all around the clock for 48 hours during the rescue process.
Rescuers say they have finished building an escape shaft and repeatedly tested a rescue chamber lowered into the ground. Hundreds of thousands of people take to the streets of Paris and other towns across France, protesting the government's plans to reform the pension system. Unions are vowing to do the same tomorrow. Labor action has snarled transportation, causing flight and rail delays. Kim Jong-il's oldest son tells Japanese TV that he's against third-generation succession in North Korea. From Seoul, Wahli Saikau-Tao reports this son was once considered likely to succeed his father.
Kim Jong-nam is close to 40 years old and lives outside of North Korea, sometimes in China or Macau. During an interview with Japan's TV Asahi, he said he opposes a hereditary transfer of power to a third generation of his family, but he added that he wanted his youngest brother, Kim Jong-un, to do his best for the North Korean people and for their prosperity. Over the weekend, ordinary North Koreans got their first look at their future leader on television and some in person during a massive military parade to commemorate the 65th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. Many people were visibly emotional to see both father and son together for the first time. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau-Tao in Seoul.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.